Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain. Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. Today, I have the distinct honor of getting to sit across from someone who I've been so inspired by with what she shares online and also have gotten to meet multiple times in person. And we get to have a conversation that is perfect as we head into Mother's Day weekend and we just celebrate moms. This is for anyone who is feeling really weary, really tired, really overwhelmed, like motherhood is hard. And you just need that encouragement to lift your eyes, as Whitney's book is called, Daily Invitations to Behold Christ in Motherhood. Whitney, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so this book, it is full of just such practical and powerful encouragement. I have a lot of dog-eared pages, and we're just going to jump right in because I love this. You say this early on. My role as a mother was not a hindrance or distraction from more important tasks. Rather, it was the exact work God had called me to in this season of life. Through it, He was making me more like Him. And motherhood will do that for you. It shines a light on all of your weaknesses, your shortcomings, your blind spots. My mom always said, I would think I was a very patient person if I didn't have kids.
Exactly.
Tell us about what it has looked like for you to be in that refining of motherhood.
You know, you are so right. I learned so early on, really in the first few days of being a mother, that just my love for my children wasn't enough for me to be a great mother. I needed so much more. I needed help along the way. And I remember even just in the first few days after I had my son, Liam, I struggled with postpartum anger and rage for the first time. And, you know, here is this precious child that I have prayed for and longed for and love with all of my heart. And yet I was riding these turbulent postpartum hormones, and I was sleep deprived. And I just got so frustrated by, you know, him crying and feeling like I have no idea what I'm doing. And I look back at that version of myself. So that was 12 years ago. And by God's grace, I can see so many of the ways that He has grown patience in me because of, you know, rubbing up against these really hard situations. And He has grown me in compassion for not only my children, but other people. He has grown me as a person through motherhood, sanctified me more than any other experience in my life. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that those early years of motherhood just show you how little that you know. I came into motherhood having spent a lot of time caring for kids, but it's something very different when it is your own child. And they sent me home from the birth center. It's like, oh, wait, nobody's coming home with me to help me do this.
Exactly.
Like this child is all mine. And I just remember feeling like, what if I do something wrong? Like, what if they stop breathing in the night? There's just so many what ifs and worries and things that can consume us.
Yes.
As a mom.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I've been there and I still battle just anxiety of, okay, my children are not in my control at all hours of the day and night. And that has made me more reliant on the Lord to think, thank you, Lord, that you never slumber or sleep. You never take your eyes off me or my children, and you guard and protect and watch and preserve us, even when, you know, as a mom, I am powerless to do so. And just the simple reminder that He loves our children so much more than we ever will. And sometimes that's hard to even fathom because we adore our children. We would give our lives for our children. And yet our Father loves them so much more. And we can take a lot of comfort in that. Mm-hmm.
And you talk about in the book, like how this has helped you to understand like how much God loves you.
Yeah.
just really to think of how much you love your kids and yet God loves them even more. And then that powerful recognition of, oh, and he loves me too. And even when we make mistakes, we sin, we fall short, we, you know, do things that in our mothering, we need to go back and ask our kids forgiveness just to remember like how much God loves us.
Yes.
One of the stories that you share that is something that has stuck with me so much is I remember you actually telling me this. You were going to write this post when we were together in person. It was the first time we met, and you were talking about as a nurse, something that you had learned and a phrase that you use with your kids. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So I worked as a nurse for several years, and one of the things that our management, so I was our nurse manager, said was before we left the room, and we were to face our patients and say, "Is there anything else you need? I have time." And as a busy nurse caring for multiple patients with so many needs, it almost felt like I was lying because I didn't have time. But when I said those words, those three little words, and looked them in the eye and said, "I have time," you could just see the patient visibly softening. Their countenance was, you know, so grateful and felt more connected and seen. And so I used those words. I tried them on my own children because so many times as moms, we have our to-do lists. We have so much on our plate that we really miss connecting with our kids. And those three simple words have been so powerful in my home. So for example, my son loves cooking and baking, and he had designed this entire meal, this Greek meal that looked very complex, but I could tell how much it would mean to him if we actually did it. And so I said, "Hey, buddy, I have time. Let's take the next couple hours and do this together." And it really was the best use of time, being able to, you know, sow into his passions, become part of his world, and connect with him on that level. And so I think it's something all moms could adopt. And even when it feels like there's so much to do, there's always so much to do, but laundry can wait, the dishes can pile up for a minute. When you can connect with your kids and tell them, "I have time," it means more than you know to them.
I hear the mom that's listening and she's saying, "But Whitney, you don't understand. Like, you don't know how messy my house is, how far behind I feel. And I literally don't have time."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel that. I, as a small business owner, as you know, my inbox is filling up as I'm saying those words, and it's feeling, you know, counter to everything that I would naturally do. I want to go busy myself with those tasks. But then I see this short amount of time that our children are under our roofs. It really is so fleeting. And even having a 12-year-old now, I am just realizing how little time I have left with him under my roof. And I just really believe you will never regret saying those words. And even 10 minutes. So it doesn't have to be 2 hours. It could be 10 minutes of looking them in the eye and doing something that they want to do. Maybe it's just taking a walk and having a conversation. But again, that will pay dividends in the long run.
And I find so often when I set aside that thing that feels so pressing, you know, that I need to do, I've got to do. And this child comes and they want to do something with you. And you're just like, "Oh, you know, there's not enough hours. There's not enough minutes. I don't even have 2 minutes to," but I stop and I sit down with them and I'm fully present. Sometimes it'll be, you know, with especially younger kids, 4 or 5 minutes sometimes.
Yes.
Like that's all. And they're like, "Okay, my God, you know, that was so much fun, Mom. Thanks." But then God multiplies the rest of my time.
Amen. He does. He so does. And I see that that connection, even for a few minutes with my children, it leads to better behavior, honestly, because they feel like they have been seen and treasured and they're not just being pushed aside all the time. So it really makes motherhood easier when you're intentional about spending time with your kids. Mm.
And I was also thinking, like, for our hearts, it's that calming sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Of, you know, prioritizing what is really most important. Sometimes those things that feel like they're so pressing and these fires that need to be put out. But then when you zoom out and you think of what's really going to matter at the end of my life, and then you can let some of those things go or simplify some of those things, or, yes. you know, it's like God just will multiply your time.
Yes.
You talk in your book about Jesus being poured out as an offering for us. Mm-hmm. And you talk about shifting our perspective from how can I fill my cup to how mm-hmm. will Jesus meet me in this low place when my cup is empty. And I think that really pushes against this cultural belief that as moms, like we need to make sure, you know, we're filling up our cups, that we're taking care of us and self-care and all that. And so tell us about this shift and what does that look like for you?
Mm. Well, you're right. The world and our culture will tell us that we need, you know, a fresh cup of coffee. We need a glass of wine. We need 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep to just survive motherhood. We need a lot of self-care. And what I've found is, I mean, those are good gifts and those do help us move forward in joy sometimes. And there are times when I need some space away from my children and the needs in my household. I mean, Jesus did that as well during his ministry. He got away, but the purpose was he was praying and communing with his Father in order to be filled up, because he knew he was going to be poured out. And so I think when we have that end in mind, when we think, yes, I am stepping away or I am practicing some kind of self-care in order to be poured out for my family, for the needs of my family, that is a huge perspective shift. And that is not something that the world would teach us. But there will be days when you feel like you are operating with this really empty cup. And you come to the Lord and say, I have nothing left to give. Please meet me here. And there have been so many times when I pray out loud in that moment. And it's amazing what that does in front of my children too, because I want them to see my utter need for the Lord. Because there are so many times when I need wisdom. And so I pray out loud and say, Lord, you say that you will give generously to all when we ask for wisdom. I need wisdom right now. And it's amazing because now these days when my children feel the temperature rising in the room or frustration rising, they are so quick to say, Mom, I think we need to pray. And I love that. It's such a great reminder for me that, you know, that we can't do this in our own strength.
It's really hard to be mad at someone when you're praying with them.
It's very true. That is so true.
It's like in your marriage, you know, yes. just stopping and praying. It's that act. I feel like it just unites your heart mm-hmm. together. And God is so faithful to answer those prayers. I was thinking of a week ago Wednesday, I woke up and just felt so overwhelmed with so many needs in my life. And it was like the burden on my chest was so heavy that mm-hmm. I didn't even want to get out of bed because there was just so many needs. And I literally rolled over to my husband. And I said, can you just pray for me this morning?
Yes.
I just need to start this day with God's strength. And I don't even feel like I can pray myself. Like I need somebody to pray for me. Mm-hmm. And it was just so amazing to see God's faithfulness, because I ended up that day, there were so many things that happened, and I looked at the end of the day and you would have thought that I would have just been exhausted by how tired I was when I started the day.
Yeah.
And by 9:30 at night, I was actually super energized.
Wow.
And it was because I just felt God's faithfulness all throughout the day. And so the moms that are listening, I just want to encourage you, God is a faithful God. Mm. So often we try to carry those burdens in our own strength. We try to do this in our own might. Mm. And when we do that, we're going to be exhausted.
Yes.
But in his strength, we can do what he's called us to do. And that doesn't mean that you're going to feel super energetic.
Right.
But that you recognize, like, sometimes I'll just pray. I feel like I only have crumbs to offer up mm-hmm. to him. And I'm like, here's my little crumbs. Like, this is what I have. And to see him take those and bless those and multiply those. And he is just so, so faithful.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Maybe your child's struggling with a specific subject, or you feel like they just need extra help with their homework and you don't feel qualified to help them out. or they're asking questions, or you just feel like in school, they're not just really at the pace that you would like for them to be, or maybe they're not being challenged enough in their class. IXL is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies, and it's designed to help kids really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Silas used IXL in his math class, and he loved the data points that it gave him, and he loved how he was able to work ahead, and it just really motivated him in math and is someone who really loves to see, you know, exactly where he is and all of the percentages and all of that. It was perfect for him. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids because it's powered by advanced algorithms, so it gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And you can save time because one subscription gets you everything. You can use it for kids from pre-K to 12th grade. And a single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL, so it can save you money. 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. use IXL. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Crystal Payne Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Do you feel like you spend so much of your time figuring out what to wear, standing in your closet, looking at all your clothing items and thinking, what am I going to wear today? Or maybe you have a big event or something where you want to dress professionally coming up and you're like, what am I going to wear? Well, Armoire is a great option to help you uncover your personal style. It's a clothing rental membership and you'll have access to high quality, unique brands tailored just for you. That's right. You take a 5-minute style quiz when you sign up and you choose items from your dynamic personalized closet and have them delivered to your door in as little as 2 days. And get this, when you're ready for something new, just swap them out for new to you styles. No laundry required. I have gotten to try Armoire out and I have to tell you, so not only did my personal style quiz kind of bring up some clothes that they recommended that weren't things I would typically choose, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this out. And I ended up falling in love with a few of the pieces so much so that when I went to send them back, I'm like, I've worn these so much, I'm going to buy them. And so I did. And I've worn them so much since then as well. I also love that you no longer have to feel badly about if you're just wearing an item once. Let's say you have a big event and you want to buy a nice dress for it. Well, instead of buying it, you could rent it and then you don't have to feel badly if you only wear it once because then you send it back and then you can get something else for another event. It's also great if your body is changing because you're on a fitness journey or during pregnancy, you're not then buying clothes that are not going to fit you for very long. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Okay, another story that you have in here that is, this is another phrase I think of all the time. Like when I think of you, I think of this, I think of the I have time that runs through my head so often. Mm-hmm. You also talk about two words. Yes, love. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yes. So early on in motherhood and really throughout motherhood, I've noticed that sometimes my response to my kids who are full of needs, is just a very snappy what. And just the tone of that, it's really hard to say what with much grace. And so the Lord just prompted me to switch my response to yes, love. And it is really hard to say yes, love with anger in your voice. I mean, it's probably possible, but it's hard. And honestly, just that little act of obedience in changing those words and therefore changing my tone, it changed our home because, now I'm speaking with so much more grace and attending to their needs But instead of out of frustration, it's just a completely different posture. So it is so simple to just change. You know, it doesn't have to be love, whatever you call your children, but they are also so much more respectful and receptive when they hear me call them love instead of a snappy, what do you need? You know, so that little perspective shift has been huge.
One of the things I say often is that feelings follow action. And
yes,
so often as moms, you know, we want to wait until we feel the thing.
Yes.
But to do the thing and let the feelings follow, that, you know, if we're feeling frustrated with our kids, to act as if we are so grateful for them, and to stop and remind ourselves of what a gift it is to be their mom, and
yes,
to remind ourselves of the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God, and then to act as if, you know,
yes,
those things are true. And that I find so often that those feelings follow action, and our kids are watching, our kids are picking up, and the tone that we set in our home has such a ripple effect. Just a few weeks ago, we were getting out the door. We had to get somewhere early in the morning and we were running late. I do not like running late. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling frustrated at some people in the family because I felt like they were the ones that were causing us to run late. And my attitude just, this trickle down effect of then my husband was frustrated and then my son was frustrated. And when, after we dropped off my son, my husband looks at me, he goes, "You know, the reason that he's upset is because you were upset this morning." And I was like, ouch. Because I honestly didn't see that. Like, yeah. I did not see that, but I was just thinking, why is he in such a bad mood? And then I was like,
yeah,
I started this.
You know? Yes. We, as moms, we really do set the temperature in our home. We are like a thermostat. And we have the control. You know, there's a quote that I love by Chuck Swindoll that is that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And that has been so convicting in my own life, because there is so much in motherhood that is out of our control. You know, a kid wakes up sick in the middle of the night, you know, but we can choose our attitude and therefore choose the temperature in our home. And, you know, we've all experienced what it is to be an angry mom, and that spills over into the lives of our kids, or to choose joy and fight for joy. And that also spills over into the lives of our kids.
Mm. You have had a lot of opportunities to get to choose joy in the midst of really difficult circumstances this past few years. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's been one thing after another, after another, after another. Tell us a little bit about that and how you have walked through a lot of upheaval and unexpected and just challenges as a mom and kept that calm spirit.
Mm. Yeah. So our family has moved quite a bit over the last few years, but just last August, we moved from Texas to South Carolina in order to be closer to my husband's family primarily, because his mom has some health issues. And so we wanted to be closer. And about 6 weeks after we moved to Greenville, South Carolina, Hurricane Helene hit our area and uprooted a bunch of the trees on our property and destroyed our van. It was just, yeah, quite surprising and quite a welcome to Greenville. And in the midst of that, you know, we've been running a family business, which has its own challenges. We homeschool our 4 kids. And so life has just felt very, very demanding. But there's this one phrase that I share in the book that has been so helpful to me. It was from a poem that was originally made popular by Elizabeth Elliot, but it's "Do the Next Thing." And I have a mug that every morning I drink from that says, "Do the next thing." And the essence of the poem is just that we are to anchor our hope in God and just do the next obedient thing that He sets before us and not be so overwhelmed by all the things. But what is that next thing? And maybe it's to say, "I have time," or to switch to "Yes, love." I mean, just these really little perspective shifts that can make a huge difference in your home. And so I feel like the last several months have just been a lot of just doing the very next thing faithfully and unto the Lord. And He has really blessed that.
Mm. The title of your book, "Lift Your Eyes." I love that picture, like the just lifting our eyes, because we can get so bogged down by what is all around us.
Yes.
There are so many needs all around us constantly. And so lifting our eyes, it's like that physical posture of looking up and reminding ourselves of like, there's someone greater than us that is over us, who is watching over us, who's taking care of us. What has it looked like for you in the messy and the mundane of motherhood to lift your eyes?
Yeah. You know, I think it's looked different in different seasons. So when I was first, when I first became a mom and I was awake through the night and I'm hearing from other moms that I should be getting up at 5 a.m. and I should do a Bible study and I should be praying and all of this before the day began, that felt so overwhelming to me. And at that point, it's just not even possible. But there are ways to just be communing with the Lord, to lift our eyes to Him in the middle of our circumstances. And for me, it has often looked like an audio Bible, just listening as I was pushing a stroller or nursing a baby in the middle of the night. And even just a few verses a day that I could meditate on was enough to get me through that day. Also, I think you talk about just sending up like flare prayers. How do you say it?
Flare prayers,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And that is so powerful because, you know, I think we get overwhelmed by feeling like we need to be kneeling, we need no distractions at all, but God will meet you right in the middle of your mess and your chaos, and He will give you exactly what you need. He's a good father, and not only to our children, but to us. And so sending up those flare prayers throughout the day, and, you know, in carpool, whenever you feel the need, He wants to connect with you. And so that's been a really practical way to just lift my eyes and ask for His perspective. So if I'm feeling like, man, I am looking down constantly at the needs of my children, at the mounting to-do list or bills that I have, I might be looking to the side by scrolling social media and comparing myself to other moms who seem to be doing it way better than I am, or behind in the past or ahead to the future where there are so many unknowns, that I end up feeling like I am drowning in anxiety and fear. And so the Lord asks us to fix our eyes on Him, the author and perfecter of our faith. And we can do that by, yeah, sending up those prayers and by communing with Him in His Word, studying His Word.
Mm. It reminds me of the song that growing up, we sang a lot of hymns and like, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Yes.
And when you look full in His wonderful face, the things of this earth grow strangely dim. And so on those days when you feel so overwhelmed of just like that, lift your eyes.
Yes.
Like, look up, because you don't have to do this in your own strength.
Yes.
Throughout this devotional, you have just beautiful, do you call it a devotional, by the way? I said that word. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it is.
Because what I love about it is that it's short. Like,
yes.
You know, like a mom could pick this up and she could read something, you know, early in the morning if you have 2 minutes or something, you know,
exactly,
to pick this up. And it's not this big, like, oh, I got to read this whole big book. It's just this beautifully short, simple, feels so doable and calming. But throughout it, you have these beautiful pictures that you have painted.
Yes.
And tell us about like your heart behind those paintings and what you really hoped for a mom when she picks this book up.
Yeah. So originally, I signed a contract to just write the book. And as I was writing, I do love to paint, and I teach some painting classes online. And I thought, you know, some really soothing watercolors would add something to this book. I don't want it to feel cluttered or busy, but I want it to just adorn the beauty of the scripture that's shared, the truth that's in this book. And so I tried to be very kind of minimalistic about it, but where a mom would open and read the words and also see the illustrations and feel a sense of peace and rest and hope. And so I chose a very muted color palette. So it's not, you know, really bright or in your face, but I hope that the whole experience of this book is just restful and encourages moms to lift their eyes.
As you were saying those words, I was thinking, when I think of Whitney.
Oh,
like those are the words that describe you when I think of who you are as a person, not only what you exude online, but what you exude in real life of just this calm, calming presence. And I love what you are putting out to the world. I'd love for you to introduce what you do with Brighter Day Press and tell the listeners just a little bit about that and where they can find you online.
Sure. So my husband and I run a small business called Brighter Day Press, and we create gospel-centered, literature-rich resources for families, mostly for family discipleship. So Bible study resources. We do a lot of holiday guides with a Christ-centered worldview. I have some watercolor classes. We just released a homeschool planner. So supporting families, but specifically homeschool families. And I get to speak at some homeschool conferences, which I did not grow up being homeschooled like you did. I just kind of found my way in through our oldest son when we started homeschooling him about 8 years ago. And it has just been a joy, the lifestyle of just learning together and being together. So yeah, Brighter Day Press. You can find us at brighterdaypress.com or on Instagram at Brighter Day Press.
And I love on Instagram, you share like Liam's piano, which is just amazing. I was looking at your Instagram the other day and I was seeing how it feels like his piano reels are the ones that are just blowing
skyrocketing.
Up. It's amazing. And just how you're just putting out this encouragement to the world in a lot of different ways. But so I think any mom who is feeling weary, any mom who wants to disciple her kids, any mom who needs some encouragement to kind of bring beauty into their life. And you do a great job of providing a lot of resources as well as pointing us to great books for our kids and just really helping to cultivate this home life where our kids feel nurtured and secure and are pointed to Jesus. Like, I think like Lift Your Eyes, your devotional, how that's what you're doing in how you're mothering your kids, like really pointing them to Jesus. And that's what I just really see in everything that you do. And it's just such an inspiration. And I'm just so grateful for your willingness to show up because I know some days it's not easy.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yes, you understand more than anyone that, and you've put yourself out there for such a long time. In fact, I started following you when I had just gotten married, I think, which was about 16 years ago. Would that be, you were online 16 years ago, and I was learning how to coupon and how to save money. And so I've watched you from a distance for a long time and now have the privilege of being real life friends and just am just so inspired by your faithfulness to what God has called you to and how you inspire so many women and families as well.
Well, I was just thinking this morning how we had kind of connected on Instagram because you had actually had me on an Instagram live and that's where I first met you. And then we'd connected and you were going to be coming here for a conference. And I don't remember exactly what I said, something about, oh, the tickets are all sold out. I wish I could go or something. And you're like, I have a free ticket. And you didn't even hardly know me at all. And you're offering me this free ticket. But then it wasn't that. It was that you offered yourself. Like I was thinking about how when I met you, like from the get-go of just, you just offered yourself. And I just really appreciated how kind you were and how you went out of your way to just make me feel welcome. And just, you know, you're very funny too. And I loved that you're just so authentic. Like, you know, we're sitting in this session and you're leaning over telling me just like some really like honest things about stuff. And I was like, I like this girl. But I'm just so grateful for you and for the gift of your friendship. And I'm just cheering for you to see like God raise you up for such a time as this to really encourage other women and other moms. And I just want everyone who is listening, if you are a mom, if you know a mom, if you know anyone, especially a mom who's just feeling weary or tired, Whitney's book, Lift Your Eyes, Daily Invitations to Behold Christ in Motherhood, would be such a gift. And it's one of those things where it would be a true gift. It wouldn't be like, here's a project, you need to read this book, but here's just little nuggets of encouragement to help you on your motherhood journey, to really point you to Jesus, and hopefully also to help you to have a calmer home and calmer kids, you know, because I feel like this is not a book that is like how to parent or how to have a more organized home or anything, but it's the heart of what really causes you to have that peace in your heart and peace in your home, which is so much more important than a great chore system or organizational planners or whatever. Starting with lifting your eyes and looking to Jesus, like that is really what is going to change our home from the inside out. So thanks for joining me today. And I just encourage everyone, get a copy of Whitney Newby's book, Lift Your Eyes, Daily Invitations to Behold Christ in Motherhood. We'll link it in the show notes.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.